Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome. Over 100,000 people hear us, and we go into at least half a dozen countries, maybe more. All right. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, this program. And the big question is yet to be decided. Some people have already decided. Who's going to be the president? You know, with all this stuff going on and the votes still coming in, counting, and now talk about going to court. You know, I'll tell you something. Both Biden and Trump are lucky that they can go to court.
That's right.
A lot of us who need help can't even get a damn day in court.
Right.
Example, denied a guide dog, service dog, denied your dog's medical.
Yeah,
biggest example
more.
In this country.
Even
so
if
they
you
ought
can
to thank
get
their,
in court.
They ought to thank their lucky star.
Listen to
that
this.
That they
guy.
Have the court to fall back on because millions of us don't.
Court. You can go to court in some cases, but you won't get a damn lawyer to help you in some cases. I'll give you a case in point. My mom, okay, remember when she was dropped, okay, at the nursing home? All right. You have, you can't get a lawyer in that case because you have the government won't, you know, she was the government paid for her stay at the nursing home, and because they paid for her stay at the nursing home, not one lawyer will take it because they have to pay back their services and their fees.
Yeah, because the
so
nursing home system takes all your money.
Right, that's right. You see that?
Sure.
Not what? So if she's dropped or if you hurt yourself within a nursing home for whatever reason, you can't get any help.
Yeah, but there are. My point is different. There is a law.
No, I know.
You know?
There is.
If a lawyer, if a lawyer,
recourse?
If a lawyer can prove that the whole thing was criminal, people can be arrested. There is a law. In this case, there is no damn law in the service dog
business.
Yeah,
but they still won't take it. They still won't take it. They can prove
if
it.
If it's criminal, the district attorney. If it's criminal, the district attorney will take it. That's the thing there. What I'm talking about is no law, no protection, nothing to fall back on. That's different, you know.
If
anyway,
it's criminal, the district attorney will take it. But if you want to get any kind of recourse from you, yourself, civilly, you'll get not a penny.
Well,
that
once if they're convicted criminally, it changes the whole picture. Changes the whole thing.
It.
There's a strong possibility of getting a recovering money. Then that's what we try to do with Corey and the family wouldn't listen to us.
Mm.
You know, but they got some kind of a settlement. I don't know how much they got. Anyway, back to tonight's show. So, wherever and whatever, whenever this thing is decided, whoever the president is, it doesn't matter because the big question is, will the president of the United States liberate the disabled people and the elderly, put them in there too,
right,
in this country? All right. Now let's explain what that means to us and what we mean by that. You know, dealing with these agencies is a nightmare. You know, they control our lives. They control the funds that the government gives them. They're not allowed to advocate for many different things that we need. You want an example again? There's not one agency that advocates for a blind person except Inner Sight. When you're denied a service dog or your dog's medical.
No, that's right.
That's one big example right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers millions and millions of people. So that, to me, should be one of the first things the president does is pass a federal mandate that a blind person's eyes in the form of a guide dog should be protected the way everybody else's eyes are protected. That should be a federal law. Now, that doesn't mean that the school's always wrong and every blind person got to get a dog. No. Doesn't
no.
mean that. It no, means doesn't. That you have to have proof if you deny the dog on both sides. You know, the blind person has a right to come in with proof. The school has a right to come in with proof. You know, it's similar.
We still have the day in court.
It's very similar to what's going on now. You know,
right.
Only you know with the two Trump and Biden are going to get their day in court. See,
right.
Very similar. The same right. thing should be done when a person's safety is denied them. A
That's
guide
true.
Dog, service dog.
True.
Now, you know, it's really ironic because if Trump loses, if he doesn't become president, his safety is not jeopardized.
That's
or
right.
the other way around. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But a person who's denied a guide dog, there goes your safety out the window.
Right. See, they don't even see it that way. They
well,
they,
that's their
they
problem.
Pretend that they don't. Well, that they pretend they don't see it that way. That's the
that's
key.
Their problem.
That's the problem. Yeah, they don't see it that way.
Yeah, but that's on them, not on us.
That is on them.
I'm
it
not
going
to try to convince people to see it
oh,
that
no.
way. I mean, if they're so stupid
they
and ignorant, then that's how they're going to die.
Yes, that's true.
All right. So that's
the only way they'll see it that way is if they do become, unfortunately, in the predicament that we're in.
No.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's a bunch of
I think so.
No.
You don't think that they'll know
no.
for sure
no,
what it's
still
like
gonna, no.
unless they
they're
become.
Still going to believe the agencies. They have to pass a law. It's got nothing to do with that. That
don't
that's
think
a,
so.
That, that's
you don't
a
think
myth.
That these people, if they don't, if they've lost everything and they've become, you know, blind and deaf, that they won't see it in a different way?
No. No,
really?
We've had too many people like that. Some of them ran for office. Some of them were in high positions, and they didn't do a damn thing. All they did was concentrate on themselves. That's not the answer.
That's
the answer
true.
Is you pass a law. You know, you make it mandatory. You make it law.
Yeah.
So now that's only one thing. Now what needs to be done is a complete overhaul. We, the disabled, can most of us, 90%, I would say 90% of us, should be and can be in charge of our own lives. That's the
yeah.
key here. You know.
Yeah.
Now there is a percentage. I would say 10% who cannot
yeah.
be in charge of their own lives because they're brain damaged. Not their fault.
Yeah. No,
you know,
it isn't.
And they need good, honest people.
Accidents or whatever.
To be there
you know.
For them. All right.
Yeah.
But
or
let's talk about the people who can be in charge of their own lives
yeah.
and should be. Now, how do you do that? You know, we've figured out a way.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, I want to talk about that because this is very important for the next president to realize and to do it
yeah.
to liberate the disabled people in this country. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, Takeda Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, phone number. So adopt an Akita, great, great dog on the planet. All right. Around the World, Inner Sight, one of our good friends, Anthony Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. He's in Islip, New York. That's Long Island. Kennedy Realty. All right. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. And Inner Sight reminds you. And we remember some of those youngsters who are no longer with us. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie, and all the others. All right, Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Nobody starves on Long Island is the program. You want to check that out at 631-484-3085. Gary is the guy's name, and he's a great guy. Again, that phone number, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food. And if you explain to him that you're disabled, he has been known to deliver the food to you, to disabled people. So see what's going on with that, with this virus. I don't know what the latest is with nobody stops on Long Island, but check it out. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the president liberate the disabled. All right, how about, let's see, oh, you got the Able News?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative items in large type format. The input of the disabled person, like I said before, is a priority. Also, they have that calendar of events, and they also have the where you can get your, you could register for a free subscription, and you can actually go to ablenews.com and register for that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petition.
We
do have a post up there on Veterans Day. You want to, on the Facebook, you want to check that out. The petition is at change.org on licensing the service dog schools, and we urge you to read it, sign it, help us protect millions of people who have to deal with those schools. Yes, President, liberate the disabled. Give us the same empowerment that everybody else has. Now, how do you do that? Make us partners with the agencies that exist, that are supposed to be there for us, all right? Put in a system whereby the money would go into a debit card for a specific need. Now, we've talked about this before.
We were
reading about Biden with the how he wants to get rid of the sheltered workshops.
Sheltered,
right?
Workshops, yeah.
All right, that's a good sentiment, you know.
Yeah.
How do you do it? First of all, you have to make every workplace accessible, so that a person walks in, goes, applied for a job, and everything is there, or it will be there in a few days.
Yeah,
and the employer,
what I had to go through.
The employer knows that. See?
Yeah.
You publicize it. The employer knows you know. Or you call and you know, how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that. Oh, we have this, we have that, we have Braille, large print, sound, whatever it is. You know, that's how I'm going to do it now. You know, now they look at the person's qualifications. They got other people,
right.
You know. Oh, I got somebody that I think can do a better job. You know. So, the person, the blind person may not get the job, or disabled person may not get the
right.
job, but they wouldn't be turned down because of the fact that it's not accessible. See, there's the
That's
difference.
True.
There's
I
the
see.
Difference.
Yeah.
And they can you and you should also keep and strengthen the law to take the person
yeah.
to court. If you believe you've been prejudiced against,
also.
Despite the
right.
fact that you have everything there to do the job, you can still go to court and fight
right.
it. You know, maybe this employer is a hater. Who the hell knows?
Right.
Doesn't
right.
want a disabled person around, you know.
Right.
So there...
That happened to me.
There you have that situation. Now,
yeah.
you mentioned before about how some of these companies can't train people properly, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, there should be a fund...
That's
in the disabled person's debit card, a fund for rehabilitation. All
right?
So now you don't have to go fight with an agency. Let's say, argument's sake, $10,000
okay.
in that fund. Now, if you need someone to come in and help you and show you, you can hire a person.
Right.
You know, someone who's done the job before, maybe a retired person, you give them a few $100,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
Isn't
how we run our own damn lives, President.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't make us fight with an agency and argue and back and forth
That's
and
right.
months and years. It took Suzanne 6 friggin' years to get an iPad.
7. yeah. 7.
This is what's wrong with the damn system.
Yeah.
And the agencies are making
Still,
tons of money.
I haven't gotten a job yet. I've lost plenty.
on keeping us on the string, like a puppet, you know?
Yeah,
Shouldn't
I'm
be.
Still on that puppet string. Yeah.
yeah. Let every disabled person who wants to volunteer to help the agency raise the damn money. Make a news story out of it. Put it out
yeah.
there to the public.
Promote
Look
them.
At what you're contributing to.
Right.
Get a write-off
them.
On your taxes. Get
right.
these big-ass corporations.
Right.
You know, you hear on you listen to NBC News, CNBC. You hear about the richest people in this world. What the hell are they doing with all that money? Here's an outlet where you
yeah.
don't have to pay taxes, damn it.
Wait. I got something that was really, like really got my goat, and I'll tell you why. Because Helen Keller National Center posted on LinkedIn, which is a what it called, big, like it's a social media page for, you know, basically where all these big companies could see, okay, all of these, like, you know, I wish they would do that for me. Let's put it that way. But they did it for, I got to give them, these young kids, they were young kids, I got to say. So I give them all credit, all the young kids. Let them be posted. They did do that. That was good. And I did congratulate them and let them all
What, to get them jobs?
Get,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But they should do it for everybody.
By the time they did something.
Yeah, well, that's true. But. I was like, oh, my God.
We've been pushing that. Maybe they got the message.
Yes, we have. Maybe they listened.
Who the hell
Maybe
knows?
Maybe they listened. I'm hoping. I don't know. So,
but
that's
only part of it. That's only half of it.
Well, they should also make their resumes and all of that. Yeah. I didn't see not one of their resumes on there. All I saw was congratulations. They really did a lot of good work. I didn't see not one of their resumes up there.
And raise the money and get the companies to donate and put it into a debit card for the person's vocation. That's what needs to be done. Otherwise, the same old crap, they're going to keep them going to the commission and jerk them around and keep the money coming in from the feds. And most people will wind up with nothing.
That's true.
So, you know, there's the key. You know, modify these agencies. You know, get them to make it a mandate. It's got to be a federal mandate. You must raise the money to empower the disabled person to run their own freaking life.
That's true.
That's the bottom line. And to do that, you need money. The money right now is in the hands of these agencies. Put it in our hands. Not to go out and have a party and hire call girls and all this crap. No.
No, you can't do that.
For the specific purpose.
It should be specified. Yes. It should be specific. For example, if you were to go and do the other thing, it would deny it. Denied purchase, period. And that's what you would get.
Damn right.
I can't do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't use that card for that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what would happen. You get denied purchase. Then
all
when
right.
you go to do it for the intended purchase, you would get the right thing. Like, say you were going to get training for whatever, you'd get it the right way. You know, that's
along
the way
with this,
should
Mr. President-elect, whoever you are, make it so that no one, under any circumstances, can touch a disabled person's check.
That's right.
You know, for general living.
You that's
know,
right.
That money belongs to that person for as long as they're disabled.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're not going to be able to kick off the other part of the program because here comes the federal government. Oh, you got $5,000. We can cut your check for 6 months.
Right.
You see,
that's
see what happens
and look
there?
What's happened to me.
And you're back in the
look
same damn me. Place.
Hole. You're back in the same damn hole. Seriously.
Yeah.
What happened with me was I worked a little bit. I got sick again, and now I'm paying back every single penny that I work, and I'm sick.
Well,
so
you had a horrible lawyer.
Okay.
You should have handled that differently.
I should have handled it myself. I would have done better, you know.
Yeah, you
and
probably would have been better off.
No, I did do better, as a matter of fact. I got $20,000 shaved off the whole $80,000 that they
I know people. I know people who were in the same situation.
You know.
And they don't have to pay a dime, so.
I know.
You know, that should have been handled entirely differently, and you can still do something about it, but you got to do it.
Yeah, I've been trying. You know that.
Demand a hearing. You got to demand a hearing.
I am. You know that.
All right, Inner Sight. So there you have the liberation solution, and yeah, it has to be spelled out. It has to be worked out. It has to be in writing, you know, the agencies have to figure out how much they can raise. The federal government has to be there for a backup always.
Yeah.
You know, with this system, the taxes don't have to go up. Very important.
That's important, too.
Yeah. You know, fundraise. The agencies have to fundraise. And we've talked about this. This would be a total liberation of people.
Yeah.
Now you can run your own life. You know, you've got your money for your wheelchair. You got your money for your service dog. You got your money for your caretaker. Now you run your own life.
We have callers, Frank.
Those who don't want to do it, fine. Get somebody to do it. Somebody you trust. You know? That's going to happen. A lot of people who are disabled are very afraid and lazy. They don't want to do it. Fine. Appoint someone. If you have trouble with that, Inner Sight will help you appoint someone. You know, but most people will jump at this. I guarantee you.
My aide said she jump would. At it. To help out.
And this is to us.
We have
calls,
gist. Frank.
Yeah, I heard you. This is to us the gist of the liberation. You know, but if they're going to mess around with evaluations and this and that and the other thing, that's going to go on for years and years and years, and it's going to be the same old crap. You don't need any damn evaluation. We've been friggin' evaluated too damn much in our lives.
That's true.
Evaluate the damn system, not us.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that's what they should do if you want to evaluate something. Don't waste the money on evaluation.
That's true.
A woman called me up who I voted for, Alexis Weick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I liked one of the things she said is common sense in government.
It is true. It's true.
That's what we're talking about. Common sense. A person gets up in the morning, they run their own life. A person who's able-bodied. They don't have to put up with all this crap with these agencies. Yeah, they got to do things. But they run their own life.
That's true.
That's what we should have.
That's right.
You know? Oh, I gotta call the wheelchair guy. You know, come on over. I want this kind of a chair. I want the chair this way, that way. I want it weatherproof. I want whatever you know?
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for it? Me. I'm going to pay for it.
That's right.
The damn money is there.
Yeah.
See? Now you don't have to go fight and argue with these son of a bitches. Because that's what they are. Anybody who uses anybody is no damn good.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here. They're using us.
Yeah.
And it's the same way all the way down the line. Same thing with medical. You know, people go to doctors for years and years and years. They take all these pills and these painkillers and all that.
They
get worse and worse because they don't have the money to try another way.
That's what I'm living
with. Put the money into a debit card for the medical.
That's right.
You know how much money that would save the government?
Oh, yeah.
If you did it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know? My girlfriend is going to a holistic doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much less it is to get to buy the vitamins and the herbs that she's recommended? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the money for it. But we struggle through it. You know, shouldn't have to struggle through it. The damn money should be there.
Yeah, it's true.
All the money that they've wasted on this. And now they're bringing in insurance companies to sell you extra insurance. What a waste of money that is.
We do have callers. We have Maureen and we have a new caller. Just wanted to let you know.
All right, we'll take a call. 213-816-1650. So we'll take a new caller.
Okay, and then we have Maureen after that. So let me give you the new caller.
All right.
Okay,
put the
new
caller.
Caller.
Inner Sight Live, around the world.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
It's Phil. How are you?
Well, hello, Phil.
Good. How you doing?
How are you?
I gotta tell you, I've been better. I admire your spirit. And my dad and I listened to the show, and he was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. You know, we just saw that Alex Trebek died of that, and he's not taking it so well, my dad. He's in a bad place with all of it, you know?
How old is he?
He just turned 67.
Oh, he's a young guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you guys doing
he
about
just,
it?
What's that?
What are you doing to get rid of it?
Well, he's in some pretty heavy duty treatment, and it's going well. But like I say, there was the news of Alex, and I'd say his mood took a turn for the worse. He's been very negative. He's been very vengeful, I guess you could say. You know, he's just in a bad place mentally now.
Yeah.
Does he live with you?
He does. Well, I moved in with him.
Oh.
But, he's here. I mean, I'd love to bring him on. He does like you guys. Figured maybe you'd cheer him up.
Oh,
I don't know if you'd...
Yeah, I mean,
I
have a degenerative disability. And believe me, every day of my life, I live with an unknown. They don't know what I have. I've lived
right.
with it since age 20. And every day. I mean, but you know what I do? You have to just keep plugging at it, literally. Everything,
right.
push. Because, and then try to think of the next day as something's going to be better. Something's going to be better.
Well, hang on. Let
if
me, this is good. I'm going to put him on. I'm going to, his name's Howard. 1 second. I'll get him.
Howard.
Howard,
okay.
Yeah. Howard, yeah.
All right, in a sight.
Hello?
Hello, how
hey,
you
Howard.
Doing?
Hi there. How are you? I hear that things are just a little rough for you, but you know, I got to say something. My name is Suzanne.
Doctor told me that I have pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, I heard.
Did you get a second opinion on that?
Yeah, I got like 3 weeks left.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to be optimistic, but, I can read between the lines.
You're a young guy. How old are you?
67.
Did you ever hear of Gary Noel?
No.
Well, he's a guy on the radio.
Wow.
Every day.
Very
he's,
good.
He's got many, many degrees. He believes in holistic healing, you know. And if you were to call, his assistant's name is Luann. Now, Gary, if you're saying you're terminal, and I believe you, Gary has been known to take care of people who are terminal for free. Now, I don't know if he's still doing that, but if you call his office and ask for Luann, and tell Luann you heard about him through Inner Sight. You want to talk to Gary. Tell him what you're going through. See if he'll help you.
I got to be totally transparent. I'm angry. I wish an asteroid had come down and just destroy us all. I wish it would.
Well, it's
normal
to be
come out of
it. It's normal to feel that way. It really is.
What's that?
It's normal to feel that way. It's normal to feel angry. It's normal to feel upset. It's normal to feel all those emotions. But let me say, it's not going to help you any to feel that way. It really isn't.
I want to come out of peace and land on the whole planet. Just, if I got to go, everybody got to go. That's how I feel.
I know.
Look, that's a normal feeling, but I'm trying.
I feel that way every day sometimes. I'd be honest.
I'm trying to direct
you
to someone. I'm trying to direct you to someone who may be able to save your life. There's no guarantee, of course. He saved his brother from lung cancer.
I just feel if I'm going, I want everyone to go. If I'm going, you're going.
Well, this one guy saved his brother from lung cancer. Now, I have a degenerative disability from age 20, okay? They don't know what I have. Every day is a mystery for me. I'm legally blind. I'm hearing impaired. I use a wheelchair. I'm on oxygen, and I have a ton of other medical conditions. And I live day to day. I could wake up tomorrow and not know what I have, okay? And I'm being honest. That's what I have.
My life is ending in 3 weeks.
But I don't know if that's
my life
happen.
Is ending in 3 weeks.
But sir, listen.
You
want to
fight
to
save it?
I wish I was. What's that?
Do you want to fight to save your life?
Yeah.
I do, but I wish I was holding a nuclear bomb and I'd just take everyone out and I wouldn't have to be the only one going. If I'm going, you're going.
Well, that's not the answer, though.
It isn't.
I can't believe you people get to live and I have to die. It's not fair.
But, you know,
everybody
what I'm
has
trying
to
say...
What's
but
that?
Let me say something, so...
Everybody has to die. That's
yeah.
The way the world is.
It sucks.
It does suck.
I mean, I get so angry at Pete. I walk down the street and I just think, you people, you don't have cancer. You're so lucky, you sons of SOBs, you know?
Well
they might have
different.
It and they don't even know it.
That's true.
Who knows?
I mean, I had a cousin who lived. Now, he had pancreatic cancer for a year. A year, sir. So don't think everything that... And they told him he would only live for a few weeks, okay? Weeks, all right? And he lived for a year because he was a tough son of a bitch. You know why he lived?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why he lived, okay? He had stage 4, yeah. He lived because he wanted to prove them wrong, okay? My cousin...
Right.
All right? It's just the will to live, okay? It's not only the will to live. It's just being within yourself and live for yourself and live for your family and live for
Don't
for
believe
you.
Everything these doctors
yeah.
tell you.
Exactly.
You
know, and try everything
yeah,
you can.
I swear to God, but I'm there's an afterlife. And I see anyone having sex with my wife, I'm going to come back and haunt them. Haunt them.
That's what you do. You come back and you haunt them. I don't think she'd want to. You know what I'm saying?
My doctor told me I have pancreatic cancer. He said due to the exposure of the nerds on this show.
Nah, the nerds on this show.
Yeah.
We're not that nerdy.
I can't believe you losers get to live and I have to die.
I'm a loser? Hey, let me tell you something. I don't live that luxurious.
Even if I die, I'm a winner.
Oh.
I hope I come back as a zombie and I'll eat you.
Okay, that's good. You might get poisoned.
Listen,
to eat me.
If you really have pancreatic cancer, call Gary Knoll if you want to try to live.
Seriously.
That's all I can tell
My
you.
My world is ending, you cunt. Don't you see?
Oh, come on. Get him.
Don't
all.
Say that.
I'm dying, you fucker.
I know. Wait,
Suzanne, get him off.
Yes. Okay, I
now.
Will.
Now.
No, I'm going to die. My last day on Earth.
Oh. It's sad.
Get him off. Did you get him off?
Yeah, he's off.
As soon as you hear that, you get them off. You understand?
I did. I was ready.
You
to...
don't wait.
Yeah, I did.
The guy's a phony, obviously.
Yeah.
And that sounds like the same guy who called up originally.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing is a phony. All right,
yeah.
Inner Sight. Around the world.
He's still on.
And
yeah.
the great...
He hung up.
The great liberation that the president needs to perform. And you know... It's ironic because we're not asking them to put up more money. We're showing them a way where they can put up less money. So they have no excuse but to give us our freedom. And we're going to find out one way or another if the president is going to do it. Eventually, we will find out. Let's take a call from
Maureen.
Maureen still on the line?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight Live from Queens.
That troubled me, that caller, by the way.
Nah.
Hi, guys.
You got to be a professional.
You know, he troubled me. No, I am. But he troubled me by the way he played us. I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Well, it happens. When you're on a worldwide show, it's bound to happen. The trick is, as soon as you hear that, you get rid of them.
Oh, I didn't quite hear it. That's the problem. Until
all right.
You said it again.
Maureen, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi.
Well, I'm depressed tonight because I'm just I just can't take it anymore. I really can't. Now the nursing home may not open till the 27th. And it's not going to open on the 27th because that's a Friday after Thanksgiving. So you know darn well that ain't going to be happening. And then there's the weekend. So it won't be December. I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I can't.
Don't worry. I'm in the same boat as you. They told me the 20-something. I don't even remember. I know it's like in the 20-something range. So we're in the same boat. Mm. I thought it was going to be the 17th. She said, oh, no, it's going to be the 20-something. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
she called me.
Well, now it's a patient, too, and a worker.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is just going to go on forever.
I know.
Now the author is closing things upstate. Maybe he was a little premature in writing his book, praising himself.
Oh.
If it comes back and, I don't know. I'm just so sick of it. I really... And the other guy is going back with the one who's acting like president, who hasn't actually been called president yet, but thinks he is, although Trump's still president for the next 9 weeks and hopefully more, the next 4 years. But anyway, he's going back with the World Health Organization, the ones that dropped the ball and should have been watching out for this pandemic. That's who he's going back with. What's his name? Biden.
I know.
You know? I mean, really, they dropped the ball. They should have been watching out for this. Well, of course, we know his connection with
China.
They're
still dropping the ball.
Exactly. And that's who he's going along with.
If he asked me
on his first
about
day,
all of this, you want to know what I feel? Nobody's actually asked me what I feel. I feel that everything should be scratched. It's my opinion. Mm-hmm. Everything. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everything. And redone.
Everything should be scratched?
Should be scratched, meaning all these organizations and all these things that should have been taking care of us and doing their job during the coronavirus should be taken away. They should be taken away.
Nah, you
got to
change them. You got to make them better.
Yeah,
don't
change
take them
completely.
Away.
Change them completely.
You got to make
take
them
away
better.
Change them completely.
You got to bring in other people. Who know better what the hell they're doing to help people.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's
what
you got to do.
Completely
don't
take
destroy
away
them.
The ones that are, why not?
Make
why
them better.
Not destroy the organizations that don't work and bring
no,
back
no,
something
No, no, no. You make
better.
Them better. It's like the damn guide dog schools. You don't destroy them. You get the people out of those jobs that don't belong there. You put better people in there.
Well, you mentioned before about how we've been evaluated and all. I went to the White House after I graduated from high school quite a while ago. But anyway, my mom said, you know, we wanted to look at the little vision aids. Oh, she won't, you know, the VTech machine that you could read off the. Oh, well, she can try it, but it's not going to help her. First of all, as a doctor, you don't say that to somebody. You let them try it, and then if they can't do it, that's a different story. But you don't have somebody go in with that implanted in their head, you know? So then anyway, I go in, and then I could read with it. So then like a week or two later, we get a letter in the mail. Oh, it's for me to go for my hearing test. Why? Because my eyes don't work properly. My ears don't work properly either. You know, it's so ridiculous. You know? I mean,
it's all about money.
They're
finding ways to make money on you.
Yeah, of course. So I didn't go for the hearing test. I mean, just because your eyes don't work right, you're going to be tested every single part of your body. It's ridiculous, truly, you know?
It is ridiculous. And, you get to the point that you want to just scream to you know, just for one thing, you have to go for another thing. I had to get a psychological evaluation just because I disagreed with them.
I can imagine.
I'm like, what?
Ridiculous.
You sent me over to South Oaks because I disagreed with them. Seriously.
Oh, jeez. Well,
I'm like, South Oaks, are you serious?
It's just crazy, really. The whole thing is just ridiculous. They should be, testing the ones they should be testing, including many politicians, psychological.
Yeah, well, they should be. Yeah, they should be
right.
tested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I disagreed with them on something, right? They sent me, not it was a vested at the time that I was dealing with. Now, don't forget, I had to deal with vested, and then I had to go back, and now I'm dealing with the Commission for the Blind. They sent me over because I disagreed with them on that I wanted to go and do. I went back to them when I became disabled again, and I said I wanted to go and do and become a doctor. They said to me, no, we want you to go back and do what you went to school for, what you were doing for all these years. And I'm like, okay. I was out of it for a little while. I'd have to go back to school for it. So that means, I might as well go back to school for what I want to go back to school for, since I've been out of it for a little while.
Right. Yeah. mm-hmm.
Exactly what we were talking about earlier, how they force us to deal with these stupidity things. No common sense.
No. And common sense is a thing that's long gone in the whole world, you know, really.
If they looked at my grades, they would have known. They looked at my grades, Frank. They would have known that I would have been an excellent doctor. They would have known that I had excellent grades. They would have known that at a NYU.
Grades got nothing to do with it.
That
doesn't make a good doctor because they have good grades.
Not only that, I had awards that were for me doing community service and doing things like that, where I helped people within the community and did things like that. That was important as well. That's something that's common, where your common sense comes in, Frank. I did that as well.
You know that back in the 1600s, some of the women that they labeled as witches were some of the greatest doctors on this planet. Do you know
that? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I won't doubt it.
Now, if we had a lot of those people here today, I bet you they'd do a hell of a lot better. I'm not going to say nobody would die or get sick, no.
I bet you they would
do a hell of a lot better than these jackass doctors.
The herbs alone. Oh, my God, yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. Mm-hmm. You can take your degrees and shove them.
I don't mean to call her Frank.
That's I'm not familiar with.
Might be that guy again.
No, it's a different number. Totally different.
It doesn't
different
matter. Maybe he's calling from a different number. I don't know.
True. We'll see.
Anyway, in a sight, Maureen, you gotta get stronger, man. You gotta fight these people. I'm going to try to make a couple of calls tomorrow to a couple of different lawyers and find out if there's anything that can be done to take the nursing home into court to force them to have a room where you can go mom can come into. You know, you'd have to stay in one room to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, because if you're clear of the virus and she's clear of the virus, why not?
Yeah,
exactly.
Why not? Exactly.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to find out if anybody can bring an action like that. I mean, politicians can go to court. Why can't we?
That's
right. Exactly.
I think you're right, Frank.
Well, thanks, Frank.
I'll join that lawsuit.
Call that, Maureen. call that Republican councilman that you know tomorrow and ask him if he knows a lawyer who would do that.
Okay.
Tell him you're willing to
think of
him. You're willing to visit her in one room. You've been tested. Your mom has been tested. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll stay in the one room. Ask him if he knows a lawyer that would help you. Tell him you want to go to court.
Okay.
You know?
I'll do
that. If we can pull this off, it would make a nice news story, too.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is horrible with the holidays
coming.
Check
that out. Find out about that. And tell him you're working with Senator Boyle from Long Island and a couple of other Republicans on trying to establish a fund to keep people out of nursing homes and to get them out. Let them know that you're part of that.
Right. Okay. What is that lady's name?
And if he wants, he can call me.
Okay. What is that lady's first name, Miss Wyke? What's her first name?
Alexis.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
She's one of them.
And Guarino is the Republican congressman who won. We have three people on our side.
Yeah, Republican.
What's that name?
We have three Republicans.
Yeah, no, what's that person's name?
Guarino. He's
the
new
man?
Congressman. Andrew.
Yeah.
Guarino.
Oh, Guarino. Okay, Guarino. Yeah, I think I've heard his dad.
He's my congressman.
Yeah, I think I've heard his dad. Congressman? Okay.
You know, I would call that Republican guy and tell him what you're involved in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See if he knows a lawyer that would take your case into court.
Okay.
To force the nursing home to open up a room.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you want. You want to be able to visit your mom right now.
Right. Right. Yes.
Worth a shot.
It is
worth
a
shot.
Right.
It's
worth a shot, like you said. Yep.
A lot of people are complaining about what the governor is doing. So this is worth a shot. And if you got a Republican, you got a better chance.
Oh, yeah. What is he on? I heard he's been on Howard Stern now talking about his sex life or some crap like that.
Oh, God, please. Who wants
the governor? Who gives a damn about him? You know, he's such a pompous. And they played a clip of him today. He would make you want to kill yourself alone. That voice is. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and you got to listen to that horrifying voice.
Maybe that's what's causing the virus.
Maybe. Could be. It could be. All right, I'll call tomorrow.
Right.
I'll call.
Call tomorrow.
His name
if you
is
want
Doug.
Me to call with you, call me first, and we'll call him on the three-way. I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, his name is Ulrich. His last name is Ulrich.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him on the line, you know, and I'll throw a few names out, and I'm sure he knows who they are.
Okay, great. All right. I'll
and we have
that.
The support
that,
of the Republican Party out here, too. Andy Whitman, who's the vice president.
Andy, okay. All right. Okay, sounds good.
And we'll try to find a lawyer who will open a room over there. They should have a damn room over there. Come on.
They should
have
all of them.
Exactly.
On all the nursing homes, period, even with my nursing home.
Well, if we do it over here, you can do it other places.
Yeah, of course. The whole state. Period.
I just have a feeling, you know, they say.
All right, so call me tomorrow. I don't know. We'll wait till after 10, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
And we'll try to get this guy. And he should know what we're doing anyway. Maybe he'll lend his support.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And those AAR people. I was talking to Suzanne today about.
Is he a senator?
The AAR people.
Oh yeah.
Who
the
were working.
Suzanne, be quiet. What'd you say, Maureen?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
I said I was speaking to Suzanne today about something that was on the radio a few nights ago. AARP has an advocate, too, that I was having her look it up. So I'm going to get that number tomorrow.
Is he a lawyer?
So they're working
lawyer?
On steps.
Advocate.
They're working on steps to, you know, to make sure the nursing homes have the proper equipment and see what can be done so that people can visit in the winter and things like that.
I like our idea better.
But there's also something else that is actually, they're very similar to our ideas that she was talking about What was that other program, Barrington?
Oh, the Great Barrington Declaration.
And it's very much, like what we're talking about. And
yeah, but I bet you they won't put up any money to make it happen.
They have been, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have to look into it.
Where
tomorrow.
Does the money go?
It goes to actually helping the people.
I don't know
so
what
I
that means.
Mean,
are they going
to
contribute to the fund?
I have to find out more tomorrow.
Goes to help them. Probably goes to some damn agency.
I have to find out more tomorrow.
All right, in a sight.
Mm. Okay,
around
thanks,
the world.
Guys. Okay. Okay.
Call me tomorrow, Maureen.
Okay, I will. Okay, all right. Good night, guys.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Inner Sight, tonight, television, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on
the
Spirit.
Caller, by the way.
Goes all over the world. So check out Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, Long Island, Inner Sight. And we're working on the YouTube show.
Yes.
And I spoke to Michelle Charlesworth today. Beautiful, beautiful person who's really
she's
interested in what we're doing. And we may be working on a big radio show, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, Inner Sight. Now, what'd you say? Is another call?
Yes, we do.
What's the phone? What's the...
773 area code, and the first three is 234.
773 area?
Yep.
Let's see, that's from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, now be alert. As soon as you hear something off color, boom. Don't wait for me to say anything. You got to be alert, man.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Here we go. Hello. Inner Sight.
How dare you call me a fucking phony? Who the hell do you think you are?
Oh, there we go.
Calling me a phony.
It's off.
Yes.
He's off.
All right.
Okay. That was it.
All right, Inner Sight.
Let me just
give this guy the benefit of the doubt, all right?
Yeah.
Gary Knoll, you'd speak to Luann.
Well, I disconnected him completely. I just completely disconnected him, so.
That's all right.
He's
not going to hear it. He can still be listening.
Yeah.
Gary Knoll, if you really have pancreatic cancer and you believe you have 3 weeks to live, I would call Gary. You know, and see if he'll help you. But sounds like to me like you just want to curse people out, which, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that, but you should do something better with your life. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, the virus is attacking the nursing homes again.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow night show. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Friday, we got the funnies. Oh, Friday's going to be funny. Donald Trump won't let Joe in. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Oh, no.
Donald, let me in. I'm camped outside. It's cold out here. I'm a sick man. Hear me out.
Get away from my door, you idiot.
You know what the sad part is? That might very well happen.
All right. We'll be with you.
It's our America.
Damn right it might happen. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on this business with the nursing home. Inner Sight may have the solution to this visitor stuff. We'll find out more tomorrow. All right. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our callers.
You're welcome.
Even the one that screwed up.
Oh, don't say that.
All right.
You're so bad.
We'll, by the way, call her
and
screwed up. Laughter's good for your pancreas. You got to learn to laugh.
It's probably not easy for him to laugh at this moment.
Me.
Just
so
to
far,
say the
world,
least.
Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night.
Good night,
good night everybody. Thank you.
Good
inner
night.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.